Describe a language that you want to learn. It's not English. I have always wanted to be bilingual or even multilingual. So, apart from English and Chinese, French is another language I wish to learn. Honestly speaking, French was never on the top of my list of must-learn languages. At first, I planned on learning Japanese, but then when I recalled my time learning Chinese during high school, and the fact that Japanese can actually be even more difficult, I don't think I could even remember all of the letters, let alone make out what they mean. So, I had to resort to French, which I think will somehow be easier, as it shares most of the English-Latin alphabet. A second language is obligatory in my faculty, so I guess I will be learning French at university. Many of my friends recommended me some language centres, but I have no problems with studying French at my university. It can be stressful at times, as the score will count towards my GPA, but I will take this as motivation to learn this language seriously. Learning a language is no doubt a difficult and frustrating task. It took me years to master my English, and I know it will take no less to have a relatively good command of French. But let's not get ahead of myself. I will just have to take baby steps. But I think I'm ready for this challenge. 1. What is an example of an international language that people use to communicate, besides English? Chinese is an example of an international language apart from English. In fact, around 1/6 of the world population speaks Chinese as their first language. Even foreigners speak Chinese, mostly in trade and business. 2. Do you think people will speak the same language in the future? Maybe English? No, I don't think people will speak the same language in the future, because a language carries national values and represents the indigenous cultures. In other words, the loss of a language equals the loss of cultural identity. Individualism urges people to have their own identity, wave their own flags, and speak their own language. That is why people of different countries won't be willing to speak the same language. 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of this trend? Having an international language can bring both benefits and drawbacks. Despite the fact that people speaking the same language can facilitate trade and business meetings, it can result in the extinction of languages, which will eventually bring about the loss of knowledge and cultural identities.